Welcome to Conversations with Crystal. I'm your hostess, Crystal. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Conversations with Crystal, where I interview Australian music artists. Now, you may have noticed that a lot of the artists that I have interviewed have written their own music, you know, are on the circuit playing at different venues every week. And I wanted to bring them to you so you could get to know them a little bit more and go and see their gigs. Now, today's guest is just a little bit different. Now, little hint. I have loved Elvis my whole life, ever since I was introduced to him by my dad, who had an Elvis record. So tonight's guest is an Elvis tribute artist, and his name is Bill Patt. Hi, Bill. How are you this evening?
Oh, hello, Crystal. I'm very, very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm very well too. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm very excited to speak with you this evening because I know you've just come back from an Elvis Down Under concert in New Zealand.
Correct, yeah.
And I believe it was your first official contest.
It was my first official contest. It was up at a place called Mount Hutt in New Zealand, in Winter Wellington. Yeah, it was just a great experience, really. Go on.
Sorry, it was there many Elvis tribute artists there?
We had approximately 20, and we had also other guest tribute artists that came from around the world, really, and just did their spot and for whatever else, just to contribute to the festivities and things as such, Crystal, which was a lot of fun, a lot of nice people, which Elvis people usually are. It's not very often you'll get an Elvis person that's, not a nice person.
I've noticed that, Bill. Absolutely noticed that. Do you know we are regulars at the Elvis Festival in Parks?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Great spot, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Mm. And, you know, we have a few people, Elvis tribute artists, that we know now. So it's always great to run into them. And you guys are usually swamped by the public wanting photos.
Yes. That is true.
Doesn't it make you feel really good that doing something that's so popular, even with younger people?
Oh, it just is. It's become a real novelty, hasn't it, really? I mean, everyone wants to have a picture with Elvis, and if you don't, well, there's something wrong with you these days. So.
I 100% agree. Like I said in the intro, I've absolutely adored Elvis since I was like a really little girl. And my dad's to blame for that, I think.
Well, I was going to say, shows you've got great taste in music.
Yeah, well, that too. I wouldn't say to blame, really, because my dad's a great dad. And, you know, he loved Elvis. He can sing like Elvis. And I just went, sing like that all the time, Dad.
Oh, wow.
But
that's cool.
It's just one of those things. He doesn't do that anymore, unless I can goad him into it. But you know, that, and of course, around that time too, which was the late 70s, just before he passed and after, of course, always lots of Elvis movies on the weekend.
Yeah.
I was just transfixed by them.
So that's
how I got into Elvis. How about you? What drove you? What was your inspiration?
Well, my inspiration actually was my singing, really. I never had any as a young kid. I was a really big kid, very, very big, strong, muscular kid. You know, I was probably 2 or 3 years looked older than I really was. So
cool,
I was just really big kid. So I was very good at sport, and singing came along because I used to stutter a lot. You know, from the ages of 2 to 3, I just had this awful speech impediment where I just couldn't speak a couple of words, really. It was just impossible to have a conversation. Yeah. But back then, as you probably know, they didn't have things like speeches and, you know, modern technologies that we have today. So the only and best way to get rid of your stutter is to take singing lessons.
Wow.
And so, yeah, guess what? Lo and behold, off I went to singing lessons. I didn't want to really. It was just, oh, yeah, okay, well, I have to do it. And the doctor says I have to do it. Dad says I have to do it. I guess I have to do it. So, yeah. But, and funnily enough, after starting my singing lessons, I actually started to enjoy it. And by accident, I came across an Elvis Presley movie. And this would have been, oh, God.
That's the bomb, eh?
1975, you know. And I started watching this character. I'm like, I can't believe it, you know. There's absolutely nothing wrong with singing. You know, this is the coolest man I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, singing, yes.
Everyone's loving you, you know. Well, that can't be too bad. So that's, that's similar sort of ways that I actually fell into the love of all things Elvis. Yeah. But, yeah.
So how old would you have been at that time when you were having lessons and that?
Crikey, I would have started around 5 or 6 years old and kept on going through till I was about 12, 13.
Wow. So you had some great foundation for singing.
I did. I was lucky, and it wasn't through choice or, you know, or not something that I wanted to pursue. But, yeah, it was just put in front of me as a need to do, and then, yeah, I came across it. I actually loved it. So, yeah.
Now, apart from Elvis, were there any other early artists that really grabbed you and that you loved their singing and their crooning?
Believe it or not, it was ABBA. ABBA was the other band for me. Like, I thought the Beatles were okay, but the ABBA was, it was Elvis, of course, number one, and close to second was the band ABBA, which is quite a bit of a contrast, but yeah.
Yeah, but ABBA were back in the day, didn't admit to being an ABBA fan.
You didn't. You just didn't.
You just didn't.
You got picked on.
Yeah, my mum had albums of ABBA, and so I learned ABBA from those. Uh-huh. And I just thought they're so cool. Their harmonies are so delicious.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
So amazing. And then, of course, you've seen them on TV and all of that kind of thing. So, yeah, later on they became popular.
The way the music was written was genius, Crystal. You know, it was just amazing. You know, those guys are just phenomenal. You know,
absolutely.
Bjorn and Benny.
They didn't win Eurovision for nothing.
Well, there is that with Waterloo. You know, so. There's always that credibility, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. Can't go past that. So ABBA, and was there any other artist at all or band?
Yeah, look, I really liked the middle of the road artists. You know, people like, a bit unusual for me, but, you know, I used to like people like John Farnham. I used to enjoy Tom Jones. I always liked Engelbert Humperdinck. Was always, you know, I liked all these people that not many people my age knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I used to gravitate towards those types of artists.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, that's very interesting. So what inspired you to become an Elvis tribute artist then?
Like I mentioned earlier, I was always very, very good at sport. And so, I don't know, for some reason I always wanted to be in front of a crowd. It wasn't necessarily is an ego thing. I just wanted to make people happy.
I know.
You know, it's not, people say, oh, you just want to be up there for the ego. It's not. If I can make a bunch of people happy even for a little while, you know, just to distract them from their everyday lives and their worries, you know, that's it for me. I do that. My job's done, and I've always said that. Even on the sporting field, even if I was successful, wasn't successful for my own gratification per se, it was more because the team did really well, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd be, and the other boys would like me, you know, and you know, so it was there was some feedback from that, of course, you know. You got your popularity stakes increased, and the girls liked you a little bit, so yeah, that all helped, you know. So, but
of course.
But so, yeah, you know, I was, yeah.
So, what was your sporting
I love two things. I love cricket and football, and cricket being my number one thing. I was just very, very good at it, and there was probably going to be a future in that.
Mm-hmm.
I got graded at a very, very young age to play semi-professionally.
Wow.
In the New South Wales district. I've played with people like, Mark Waugh and Steve Waugh and names like that. The same merit teams and stuff like that. But I used to love to bowl. I was a very, very good fast bowler. And that all was all going really well.
Cool.
But things happened. I got injuries, led to another, and I couldn't do it anymore. And therefore I took on other things.
Yeah, and Elvis was one of those things.
Elvis was one of those things, yeah. I mean, I worked as an entertainer most of my life in another profession. I used to be I suppose you can call them exotic dancers these days. I was a male stripper.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh! I did that for 25 years, 30 years. Yeah, so a very, very long time, yeah.
An Elvis stripper. I know ladies who will play to see that.
Well, yeah, I should have done, but no, I wasn't. You should have. An Elvis stripper, but I should have, could have, would have, yeah, yeah. But no, I was sort of, doing other things. And sort of like after that career path was over, I looked at, what can I do next?
Mm-hmm.
I always, want to be on a stage and, my singing. And Elvis, that's how that sort of came on board. I answered an ad in a thing called a drum media. I don't even think they have it.
Oh, they don't have that anymore. That was fabulous.
That was fabulous years and years ago. So they were looking for singers or anything. Had a few tryouts. Ran into a couple of guys that thought we might be able to make something work.
Yeah.
And, that was it. That's how Rock Revival started.
Oh, that's fantastic. How good is that?
Yeah.
You know what inspires me, and I'm sure inspires other people who go, oh, no, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I always say, well, why can't you? Just if you can think it and you can see it and smell it, why can't you do it?
Why can't you?
You know, there's no reason that you can't change your path or do something different. Get up in front of an audience and belt out some songs,
I think a lot of it's conditioning as well. We're told we can't, we're not to keep low, to not to, I was always told to sit down and shut up. my adolescence and youth, you get told no so often in your life that it sort of becomes the first thing that counts is using no. That's the first thing that seems to come into society or most of the people.
It is. That's absolutely true. For me, though, I hear no and I go, oh, watch me do it twice and take pictures.
See, you're one of the daring ones, Crystal.
Yeah, that's a challenge to me. Tell me no and I'll do it twice.
Yep.
And look, honestly, that's the only way you get ahead, and that you fulfill your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only way is being told, for me, no, can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, or don't do it. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Challenge accepted. Yep.
Yep. There's always that little fear, that little, I can do it, It's a crux moment where you just say, why can't I do it, Watch me do it.
100%. So, Nella, how long have you been doing Elvis for, performing as Elvis?
Okay, I started Elvis back in 2010, give it round ball figures. So, nearly 15 years, that'll give or take. Although I've never been in competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is a lot of the times when these competitions are on and I want to get out, I haven't been able to because, I'm booked.
Yes.
Doing shows. So it's not really fair that I pull stumps on the other guys, other people in the band because they've worked just as hard as I have.
Absolutely.
And it's not fair that I just pull stumps and say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go do this and that and, wait till I get back.
You absolutely can't. And another thing you can't let a venue down either because then you'll get a bad name. Different if you're sick and, can't get out of bed and got COVID or something that, That's a totally different thing. Yeah. But to go, here's a better offer over here, I'm going, that's just no bueno.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. It's
absolutely
wrong.
Not right.
Yeah.
So, so that's very interesting. And so when was the first time you went to Parkes?
First time I've been to Parkes was last year, believe it.
Dead set.
First time. I've never been to Parkes before. I think I've been through there, but not for the Nelvin. I have been through Parkes, but not through as for the actual event, for the Elvis festival event. And I've been meaning to go for the past 10 years, believe it or not.
Yeah, but if you're booked, then, you know.
Yep.
I said to my husband, not taking any bookings for that week of parks.
Yeah.
That's, well, that's already in the thing, you know.
That's good. It's set to go.
going regardless. That's one of those things where it's just such a, you know, from such a little thing that it started as, it's grown, and there's just so many people go, so many tribute artists and bands. And it's you had a fabulous time?
I had a fantastic time. Once again, you know, most Elvis people are decent, normal, soul of the earth type of people, you know, who help anyone. So, you know, once you're in that sort of environment where people are just decent and normal and, you know, don't want to play silly buggers and mess people around, you know, and, you know,
that's
not
right.
Do the right thing. Yeah. By the general community, you know, and Elvis people are like that, I think, generally speaking. Generally speaking, you can always generalize, right? So,
yeah. So when did you decide? Did you, like so many artists, sing to backing tracks at first, or have you always had a band?
Okay. Well, I went to karaoke a couple of times in my local area, and I thought, oh, you know, some bad, but, you know, I can't see myself doing this for hours and hours. Just with no, I need some sort of live music. I like percussion and I like guitars and stuff like that. So I thought, to me, as well as a visual, I always wanted to be, not just the music aspect. I wanted the musical instruments as well. So I pursued to get a band as soon as I basically finished with my stripping career.
Yep.
So I thought, you know, this is what I want to do next. This is the next move for me.
Yeah.
And I just basically, I kept my eyes out, rang rehearsal studios. I, as I said, I looked through drum media all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's any other advertising anywhere for singers. And that's basically how it came about for me.
Yeah, look, I know for me too, being in front of that drum kit and having the guitarist, you know, on your side and the bass player on the other, and keys if you've got them, there's nothing like that, the energy,
yeah.
You know, it's so different to a backing track, for example. That's, and there's nothing wrong with the people that want to do that.
Yeah.
Nothing at all, because that's their groove. I totally agree with you with the band thing, 100%. Now, how have you found when you first decided to do Elvis as a tribute, and you've got all your guys together, how hard was it for you to get the songs together the way you wanted them? How did you decide how you were going to play them songs? Because I know in the 70s, late 70s, Elvis did a lot of fast stuff.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot of, he sped his music up a little bit. And I think that was not just because he wanted to lose through boredom, I think.
Yeah.
Just to change things up a little bit and to test his musicians and to basically just keep things fun, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lucky in a way with that. The couple of guys that I had, the two guitarists, were actually, Miller Road Elvis guys anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew 95% of the songs I wanted to do and how I wanted to do them.
Yep.
So I was very, very lucky that I fell into a couple of gentlemen who knew their Elvis and knew what I was talking about.
Perfect.
Because back then, you know, you didn't have as much out there as you do now, you know.
No. So do you prefer the early to mid Elvis or the fast Elvis?
Okay, I have to I enjoyed Elvis most in his early Vegas years, from 1969 till about 73, 74. I thought that that were his peak, his power years, you know, like he was just unstoppable, you know, he was just so good. Later on, I think things got a little bit out of hand with his, we all know.
His story.
We all know it. And I think even though he gave some amazing performances during those years, he wasn't quite consistent as he was from 1970 till about 73, 74. And once again, you know, that's just an overload of work, you know, and just, you know,
Burning out, probably.
Burnout.
It probably wasn't really that well known there. Yeah, he was in a bit of a hard situation, like, you know, we all know the story. Now, did you watch the Elvis movie that came out? It would have been last year, maybe,
yes,
or the year before?
Yes, I did, of course.
It's a little bit of an eye-opener, some of those things, isn't it?
It is, the movie's a watchable movie, don't get me wrong. I just would have liked to have seen it, being a true Elvis fan that I am, true Elvis man, I would like to have seen it done maybe two or three parts.
Which would have been, of course,
I don't know if there's a market out there for that, of course, it needs to be a market, but I would have liked for him to go more into their relationship with him and Priscilla and his other relationships and the Memphis Mafia. There's a whole lot of backlog of stuff there that we just skimmed. And I think not basically because Baz Luhrmann didn't want to cover it. I think it was more because there just wasn't enough time. You know, how long can you sit, you know, in a picture theatre watching a movie?
That's right. Well, Gone with the Wind is 3 hours and they used to have an intermission.
Correct. I remember
that. So, you
know. Gone in the Wind, all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Great movie.
So I think that, look, I would agree with you that there probably needs to be some they could have structured it better. I agree with you there. Mm. Absolutely, yeah, because there's much more of a story to tell.
There is. There's layers. There's lots of layers. Which they couldn't get through. They just couldn't. They just showed the main bits of it, I guess, and had to move on. But, you know, now that Priscilla Presley has one coming out, or has come out recently as well, I have to have a look at that.
Apparently they
don't let get the car or the gentleman who played Elvis sing at all. So they weren't allowed. Elvis Enterprise didn't let them use any of the music. It'll be interesting to see what that's all about.
Yeah, that's kind of like there's so many fans, and they're what makes the Elvis Foundation continue. That sounds a bit silly, shooting yourself in the foot or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I agree, 100%. Shoot yourself in the foot. You know, it's.
Have you been to Memphis?
Yes, I have been to Memphis.
Ooh, and how did you like it?
Oh, it was surreal for me. It was just in my mind, anyway, the coolest person that ever lived. You know, and you know, was such a great character, and he did so much, and he gave so much away, and he, you know, entertained so many people. You know, and he's still entertaining people to this day. You know, and people on his videos and movies and concerts and so forth.
I think the love for Elvis will never die.
It won't. I don't think it will. There might have some peaks and troughs, I guess, but you know, even Jesus had those.
Yeah, that's true.
when everyone's on board, you know, even bands like ABBA and the Bee Gees and people like that, you know, people love them and then they just sink and then, you know, they do other things and they come back and, yeah.
It's funny that, isn't it, how things peak and trough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Well, let's hope that Elvis never troughs, never goes down. Yeah. I can't see that it will with the Elvis Festival out in Parks and the amount of people that go.
I really
can't see it fading in Australia at all. So now we talked about you being just having gone to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So how big is Elvis over there?
He's big. bigger than I thought. It was a little town called Upper Hutt in Wellington that we stayed at, and you know, like wherever I went, people knew who I was and greeting me and hello, I always wanted a picture and you know, wishing me well, and you know, so it was quite eye opening because I, you know, you thought, oh, people might not know he or care even, but they knew who it was and what it was about, and the town folk all got up behind it and, you know, and promoted it, which was really good.
How fantastic is that? Did you fly over, of course?
Yes, we flew over. We got a hire car and drove to the venue, which was absolutely wonderful. Met the other artists and the people organizer were just absolutely terrific. You know, they did a great job, and
Oh, yes.
they make feel everyone feel included. You know, and they if you have any questions, they're happy to answer them. You know, if there's, if you have any issues, they did a great job. You know.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, did you get recognized on the, like in the airports and things? As, oh, that looks like
Yes.
Elvis. Yeah, how
Yes.
cool
Yeah.
is that? That's
That
just
is cool.
so ultra cool.
That is cool. That is cool. It's one of the reasons why we do it, right? Because
Yeah.
it gives people a bit of a spark, hopefully still.
Yeah.
Gives a bit of a spark and a boost, and I had a photo with Elvis
Yeah.
today.
But did you, like if it was me, I would have wore like a jumpsuit, a sparkly jumpsuit. I would have dead set. I would have.
No.
You didn't dress up?
No, I didn't dress up. Well, I said,
Ah.
okay, I wore Elvis's casual gear. You've got to be this, you're an
Okay.
Elvis man. You've got to drive, wear his shirts, wear the
Yes.
style of pants he wore, that sort of thing. So I do that 100%.
Yeah. But I'm a girl and I like sparkly things.
You should.
So that's what I would have done. All right. Have you? So very interesting. Now, Elvis did play the guitar.
Yes, he did.
Can you play guitar?
No, I cannot. It's one of the things that I wish I'd done in life, but every time I've wanted to learn an instrument like guitar or the piano, something happens. I get too busy, or this comes along, or COVID, or something happens. So I haven't been able to do that. I should put some time aside to do that and start learning a few notes. And not for anyone else, just for myself. It's good to practice and to know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Absolutely. And do you use a guitar as a prop?
Yes, I do use a guitar
Yeah.
as a prop.
Yeah.
In my Elvis shows, of course.
Yeah.
As you've asked me before, I don't like to use backing tracks. In parks, I am using backing tracks, something I've had to get used to,
Right. That was my
which is
next
good.
question, actually,
Oh, was it?
but
Sorry.
continue on. That's okay.
Yes. So, yeah, we
So
get a
in
little lucky.
parks, you're not taking a band to parks?
No, I'm not taking the band this year. We took them last year. It was just, try to organise 8 people.
Oh,
It's just
100%.
hell on wheels. Try to organise 2 people, just my wife and myself is harder, but try to organise others, and people have different habits and different requirements and this and that. And it was all got a little bit too much, but
Yeah.
we still enjoyed it. We still worked at Blackheath on the way down, and we did a shows. We did a show over at the Bogan Gate Hotel, which was
That's
great.
right, yep.
Yeah, came along with that.
We were going to go out to that, but we had a
Yeah.
gig like so we had to come home.
Oh, you have to, you gotta do your gigs first, of course. But
Yeah, but I wasn't going to miss out, so
Well,
So
don't
yeah,
miss out. Have a good time.
so it's a lot of when there's other people other than yourself and maybe a husband or a wife, organizing all those other people, it's just it takes a lot of patience.
Well, my poor wife didn't know what she was getting herself into when she decided to take on accommodation for everyone, and
Yeah. And look, accommodation in parks is sometimes like 2 years booked
not cheap, yeah, and not
and not
cheap, and too
cheap.
important,
No, that's why we got a camper van, eh?
Well, we're going to get one of those too. I think my wife's talking about us purchasing one, so wherever we go, like parks and like that, we just go into the one of those parking station places, and yeah, like $300 a night. It's not cheap. That's what we're paying.
No, so it does make sense to have a camper van because that's yes, it is a big purchase. However, you have a home on wheels.
Exactly, and you can go where you want, do what
That's
you want.
right. That's right, and that's what we do.
Well
And
done,
I,
well done.
yeah, and I wouldn't. Oh, we go to a lot of country gigs like that, see?
Of
So
course.
I wouldn't miss it. So
Of course.
I think you guys should look into that. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Is it fully containable, your one? Do you have like a
Yes.
shower and things? Yeah,
Yes.
really, it's
Sure
all there.
do. Sure
Oh,
do. Fully
happy
contained
days.
with
Happy days.
solar panels on the roof and everything.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going down that track, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's the way to go, to be honest. But yeah. Now, Bill, have you got a funny story for me from on the road?
Crikey, Mikey, a funny story from on
Well,
the
when I
road.
say
Okay, yeah.
funny, it can be one that was like, you know, like terrible, but funny. Oh. You know, one that was like, oh, my God, how did that happen? We got stuck in 4 inches of mud, oh, my God. Or, you know, the amplifier blew up or something like that. Or just people in front of you over-enjoying themselves.
Well, that has happened to me once, actually. I remember once I was going to do a show and the band had prepped. Where was it? I think it was in Wollongong somewhere. Somewhere near there. The band had prepped the music. It's, you know, they'd started the intro and I'd sort of come out on stage a little bit too forcefully, a little bit too eagerly, one might say.
Okay.
And I tripped over a guitar cord and just ended up flat on my face in front of the whole venue. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yep. You
ouch.
Don't want to look up too quickly. Just quiet. Cause
you just get up and, like, have an Elvis shake and, like, part of the show, guys.
That's what I said. You know, that was all part of the show. I just want to surprise everyone. And so I just kept on with it, you know.
Oh, very professional.
There's not much you can say after that.
No.
Just get on with this first song and make it good.
That's it. So let's go back. Actually, we were talking about parks this coming year, so in January, and you mentioned that you're not taking a band this time, but you're having backing tracks.
No, yes, I'm working on and with the backing tracks this year. I've been lucky enough to be booked by the Leagues Club.
Nice.
At parks, which is nice. I mean, I've also been lucky enough to be given two peak hour spots, which was also great.
Fantastic.
So I'm doing Thursday night at the Leagues Club at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday night again at 6:30 p.m. as well, which has been good. I didn't want to, I think last year I probably overworked because I did some shows on the satellite stage and a few of the other things that I've already mentioned. So it was a little bit too much.
Yeah, right.
So I need to pace myself a little bit better this year.
And well, you live and learn. Hmm.
Yeah, well, of course, if I get into the ultimate contest, which is the big thing, what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully that, you know, gives me some more traction, some more credibility, and that all pans out well.
Well, I'm sure it will. You've got the drive to do it. Now, your beautiful wife, she has gorgeous hair, and she looks like Priscilla.
She has got beautiful hair and she does look a bit like Priscilla.
Now, did you do that on purpose?
Just by fluke accident. Let me tell you about my wife. I chased her around for 20 years.
Oh, truly?
Yep.
You finally wore her down, did you?
I finally wore her down, correct.
I
suppose, you know, we've been friends and we've seen each other off and on and then, yeah.
Yeah.
So I chased her to West Australia. I chased her to Queensland. Chased her to New Zealand.
Did you really? That's true love. I like that.
Yeah, but she wanted to get rid of me. She's like, who the hell are you, mate? Get away from me. So, yeah. But you know what? Eventually I got my prize, which is good.
Yes, you worked hard for it by the sounds of it. Now, does she go dressed as Priscilla to the events that you have or that you're part of?
No, she does. She does not. She does not. I mean, she's more than welcome. Of course, she can do whatever she wants to, you know. Well, she's been talking about getting some Elvis type of costumes made up and things like that. You know, we're very, very busy people, so we haven't had a lot of chance to look into that for her. But, mm-hmm. she's always threatening to do it, yeah.
Mm. Oh, well, I think that's the go for parks.
I think so too.
Because they have a Priscilla lookalike as well.
Yeah, yeah. And she want to be a part of that.
Yeah, I reckon she should be.
I think she should be too, yeah. She was invited to go in a contest in New Zealand. They had a Priscilla contest there too, which she didn't want to do. So, mm-hmm. and the woman who organised it, Kathy Finnow, you would have gone great. She would have done really, really well. So, you know, always. But she didn't want to be in it. She just wanted to be in the background. And she's my wife's a psychologist, so, you know, like we're really two different sides of the coin, really.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly very beautiful. And
Oh, thank you. She's beautiful.
just so that the people out there know, what is her name?
My wife's name's Melanie.
Melanie. I knew it was,
Yes.
but I wanted you to say it.
Yes.
She's a beautiful girl, and
Thank
she,
you.
or lady, and she certainly was lucky to find her Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. We're in a good spot, you know. We're
Yeah, I think
really
so.
happy. Yeah.
And very supportive. Being supportive of each other is, one of the huge things in a relationship too, isn't it?
Oh, silly, especially when your wife doesn't like noise or loud noise of any sort, the music, like, so she has to put in the earbuds and stuff like that because she just otherwise can't sleep for 2 days.
Oh, really?
So
Oh, poor dear.
yeah, she has what do you call it, high sensory
Oh, yeah, right,
stuff going on. So yeah, we need to just be, and
a little bit
sometimes
aware.
yeah, people are aware of that. And so she usually sits out the back or stands out the back and puts a headphone or headphone or earbuds in so she can't, so the
It's not
noise
too much,
doesn't
yeah.
come for her. Yeah.
Now, do you, so when you you've got a band currently, do you?
Yes, we
Yeah.
certainly do. Rock Revival
Now,
Sydney.
so that's what I
Yeah.
was. So it's Rock Revival
Sydney.
Sydney. Now, if people wanted to have a look on the website, what would the website name be?
Certainly, look, the website is www's rockrevivalsydney.com.au.
Yeah, well, I've got a whole host of links, so I'm going to put them in the description of the show as well,
Yeah, thank you.
so
And also,
that.
there's a Facebook as well, I suppose, you're in it's Rock Revival Sydney as well. So,
Yeah. So, how did you come up with Rock Revival? How did that name come about?
it was a name that we tossed around, and back in the day, the other two gentlemen that were originally in the band, when they said, "Oh, we've got this band, this name, we think about Rock Revival," and it's a fantastic name. He goes, "Oh, but other people might be." I said, "You know what? We register it, and if there's somebody else using it, they'll let us know, and we'll change the name." But
Exactly.
surely enough, we've registered the name, and I've had it ever since. So,
That's fantastic. I because I like the name too.
great name, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been dying to ask this. How do
Yeah.
you feel when you get into those jumpsuits? Like, do you go,
I
"Oh,
feel like
shouldn't have had that pavlova yesterday"?
no, I feel like Superman, Crystal. Come on. No, it's like nothing. Yeah. Once you put that on, every piece of weight, every piece of any bad flaw that you have just goes.
I bet
Elvis
it
just covers
does.
it all.
Oh, look, I
It's
absolutely
like those
bet it
priests
does.
with their robes, It's
Yeah. Oh, look, I just thought, oh, I
That's
wouldn't, yeah, I just thought, yeah, and you can see it, the demeanor. I've actually seen you dressed normally, or Elvis normally, and then you go in and get changed to the
Suit up.
lovely sparkle, yeah, suit up, and you come out and it's like different person. It kind of Elvis takes
Yeah.
over, doesn't it? It's like
It is.
you
Oh, yeah.
channel him.
I do. I actually do. I stop there for a minute, okay? I stop and look. I'm by myself usually, and there's no one around, and the band members are getting ready to start the show. And I'm like, you know what? All I want to do is entertain them. I want to do you credibility. I want the people to know, what we are doing here. We're entertaining them. There's nothing. But yeah, I just say thank you, and you take over, the stage is yours now. So, I mean, somehow in a, I don't know, a weird way, so tried to let Bill come out and Elvis step in. Now, I don't know, I'm not trying to sound heebie-jeebie, or I'm not trying, I'm just,
Darling, I'm a psychic, so
Oh,
be
okay,
as
well, there you go.
heebie-jeebie
Well, I'm talking to the right person then. So,
as you
yeah.
like. No, I totally get it. That's what I mean. Does like the El does Elvis just come through and take over? So yeah, he does. Isn't that very interesting? Yeah. So do you ever get nervous before a show?
I wouldn't call it nervous, Chris. I call it anxious.
Okay.
It's more like an anxiousness rather than nervousness. I know what I need to do. I've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
But it's just a matter of, it's a different crowd out there. Every single crowd's different, just because it's no need to get, just too used to the way things are and harbor hubris, because it's not a, it's a different crowd. You still got to be on your ball. You still got to do the thing. You still got to look for that special moment where, just that's a spark. And I think that those aren't, if you know what I'm trying to say, is that it's not a 3 hour an event. It's a spark. People remember sparks of it.
Yes.
And if you can focus on those sparks and making them more special and milking them a little bit. That's generally speaking, that's good enough to put a whole show across as a good show. With limited attention span, if you can just do that, I think that's, or if as entertainers, that's what we should be trying to do.
Yeah.
And if they can go home or leave the venue in a much better place and better mentally.
Yeah.
Than they were when they walked in. Then I think we've done our job. Let them have some memories, sing some old hits.
Yeah.
Things that they're used to, reminisce a little bit.
That is what it's all about. And isn't it a good feeling when, a great feeling actually, when people are standing up, dancing in front of you, and singing back to you, the energy is electric.
You can't beat it, can you?
No.
You can't beat it. Just can't beat it. You could, you could give somebody a check for $1 million, and sometimes you won't get that sort of reaction. People dancing and singing in front of you for ages, right?
I agree with you. That's what makes a great gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And of course, everyone wants $1 million in their hand.
I wouldn't knock it back.
Given the choice,
Yeah.
But we've got what we've got to work with, and of course, I can't be Elvis with a 30-piece orchestra, and three choirs, so you've got to try to do the best that you can do with the instruments that we do have, and to do it as credibly as possible.
Absolutely, and I've seen your show, and I think it's a great show. I love the way that you connect with people.
Thank you, Crystal.
You make everybody feel that you're there for them.
Yeah,
than just standing up and singing, you know how to work the room.
Thank you.
I think it's a lot of experience.
It's a skill. Look, it's not something that you're not born with it. It's a learned skill. I believe anyone can do it.
Mm-hmm,
but it's
mm-hmm.
a matter of energy. Once again, it's all about energy to me when I'm out there. You can't go out there like a bull in a china shop, right? You just you might be able to do it for a couple of songs, but then you lose your pipes, or something happens, or some physicality creeps in. So it's always good to know. It's an energy exchange between you and the audience.
100%.
When to give and then when to, they want to give to you as well, when they're singing back and shouting at you, and I think that's fantastic. And we all feed off that energy.
100%. Now, how does your wife deal with all the ladies that just want Elvis?
My boy. Better ask her that. I'll look.
Because I'm sure that you've got some ladies that, try it.
Oh, look, it's
Elvis.
It is. It is Elvis. You got to take that responsibility. So it's a hard job, but someone's got to do it.
That's right. I'm sure she's very stoic and you've got a beautiful relationship.
She knows me. She knows me well, I'm in love with my wife, No one
That's
take
it.
Her place,
of course not.
She's just a apple in my eye, and there's nothing. And, you can look at other attractive people out there, but, when your heart's with somebody, your heart's with them, and you can't.
That's right. Well, after all, you chased her for 20 years, so,
Hey, it's only fair, isn't it? For the next 20 or 30, right. I get some back.
That's right. Now, what's coming up for you? What have you got organised around the traps?
Wow, okay. Well, we have Club Hillsdale on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with Rock Revival.
Yes.
At the cover show. We also have... next week we have a couple of venues on. We have the Cowrie the following week on a Sunday and another venue, I think, on Saturday night or Friday night. Of course, we have Parks coming up, which is really, really big.
Yes.
Hopefully that can be successful venture for us and I can get some more traction there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we have Penrith after that.
Oh,
in
okay.
March. Yeah, so I'm going in the competition there as well. And
Oh, good.
yeah, the gentleman that runs or helps run the festival, he's sort of come on board with us in an agent sort of a way, which is great. He's going to help us sell the show and see how we can progress it and make it bigger and better for people to have more fun with. So Ray Burns is going to be helping us with that, which is great.
What's your vision for Rock Revival and Elvis?
It's a very good question, Crystal.
I have lots of good questions
Yeah,
because
I
I'm
like
real
to. It's.
nosy.
I mean, thank you. Got to be, don't you? Huh? You got to want to know
Yes,
things.
that's
Otherwise,
right.
yeah, you learn things. Look, for me, it's just keeping. The way I see it now is I don't want the Elvis movement to halt in any way. And I know it hasn't, and it's got bigger and better, but I would like to keep on. Well, I think it's very important that we keep on introducing Elvis to the younger audiences. And I'm talking about the real stuff, when Elvis was at his most powerful best, he still could not be touched by any performer alive. And this is my opinion, I'm biased, of course. But as far as entertainment value, the way the man looked, his presence, his big heart,
Charisma.
his charisma, capital Christ, there. So, his movements, he was just the whole package, it's very hard to fault him, so and that's how I would like to keep on presenting that Elvis to the younger audience. Keep on introducing Elvis to them. Because heck, let's face it, it's my opinion once again. If we had a world of Elvises, this would be a great planet. So,
Certainly would.
yeah,
Absolutely.
you know what I
Absolutely.
mean? So it's just one of those things that, yeah, we need to keep on, keeping on that movement of, and not just his entertainment value and his magnificent looks, just his big heart. The guy had a great big, really, really big heart, buying things for people, like houses and cars, and not needing to have to go on the road, but to go on the road because he knew that there were people in the bands, in the choirs, in the orchestras that needed support. It was like he took that on himself. He's like, I have to go back on the road. There are people out, in my group that got mortgages and mouths to feed. So, and it's a very, very, and I think not it's not just the Elvis thing. I think that if society was like that, we'd have a much better place. This thing called
Yeah, I
Earth,
agree. I agree. Yes. Now, a little bit off topic of Elvis, what is the best live act that you've ever seen? So, going to see another band or another.
Ooh, this is going to be right out of the best band that I've seen
Or
live.
artist, yep.
Artist, believe it or not, I've seen a few now, and still to this day, my favorite band live is Midnight Oil.
Ah, cool.
I went to see Midnight Oil. It was a 10-to-1 album. When it was really big, we had sort of US Forces and Power and a Passion. And we went to see it. And I didn't want to go. I had no interest in Midnight Oil. Lo and behold, a few friends said, look, you've got to come see these guys. So I went to see them at the Entertainment Centre. Well, it was just mind-boggling, how good and tight the band was, just the whole show was just amazing, just the backdrops and the themes, and Peter Garrett was amazing, so yeah, really good. That's probably the best show I've been to.
And have you been to a lot of other bands or artists' shows?
I have. I've been to I've seen Mariah Carey. I've seen Ricky Martin. I've seen who else have I seen? U2. I've seen Michael Jackson. I've seen Parramatta Stadium. Jeez, I've seen that. Who else have I seen? The Eagles. Seen who else have we seen? Quite a few. I've seen a lot of acts. I've seen a lot of acts.
Now, for me, I don't just go and enjoy the show. I take notice of what gear they use, mm-hmm. how the singer presents the song, how yep. they relate to each other on stage. So I yep. always go with the view also of doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
Oh, okay.
Because I think we can all learn off of other artists and how they present 100%. Their show.
100%.
Do you go yeah. with that thought as well, or do you just go to always, enjoy?
Look, I go to critique. If I do go to critique and to learn,
mm-hmm.
I try to think of it when I go to, okay, what would I do? What wouldn't I do? What could they have done better?
Yes, yeah.
So I go in that sort of and hopefully to enjoy the show, because you can't just critique all along and then you miss the show, right?
Oh,
so
no, of course not.
It's a tricky coin.
Yeah.
It comes a point, well, you know, when you go see a movie, to suddenly you have so much expectation, you go like, well, it's a movie. You know, sit back.
Yeah. But there's nothing like, you know, the energy we were talking about of seeing a live show, of doing a live show. There's just nothing like it in
nothing
the world.
Nothing like it. Especially when someone's doing it well, right? Yes. So, yeah, you're in the zone, you're in a moment, it's a special thing. It's a very,
it
very
is.
Special thing.
And how blessed are we to be able to do it, and for you to be able to bring Elvis alive for your audiences.
Oh. It's just, it makes, you know, really makes my world. It really does. It's just so good to give back, you know. And if I'm giving back by entertaining people for a few hours on the weekend, you know, I think that my job in this world is done.
Yeah. Now, Elvis early on was a truck driver.
Correct.
So have you been a truck driver?
No, I haven't been a truck driver. He was also an apprentice electrician too, believe it or not.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
So I wasn't sure if it was the same company or he changed swoop jobs, but yeah.
Yeah, right. So do you have a day job?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, my wife's a psychologist, a practicing psychologist who runs her own business, and my official title is practice manager, but guess what? I do the cleaning and the shopping and the this and the that. And
oh, good.
The arranging of the rooms. I say, yeah, I basically do it all.
You know what, Bill? I like a man who knows his place.
Well, I certainly know my place. Believe me. On a Saturday night, I could be rocking out on the stage, you know, with all these people looking at me like I'm sort of something.
God.
The next day, I've got the freaking
the toilet brush
and cleaning the toilet.
So, I love it. Keeps you humble, mate.
That's right. Keeps me grounded and humble.
Yeah, I really like that. That's good stuff. So, well, you know what? I have so thoroughly enjoyed our conversation this evening, Bill. You're a great bloke.
Thank you, Crystal. Likewise, quite enjoyable.
Yeah, thank you. So you know what? Yeah. We might leave it there, and I'm going to say to everybody, if you get the chance, look up Rock Revival on Facebook and the links that I'm going to put in the description of the show, and make sure you check out Bill and Rock Revival somewhere near you soon.
Oh, thank you, Crystal. Thank you very, very much for this evening and your time, and it's been very enjoyable from my end as well. So thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I hope to catch up with you soon.
And maybe now, Parks, if not sooner.
Oh, hopefully sooner.
Yes.
All right, then. Will you take it easy? And I'll say good night to you.
Good night, Crystal. Thank you very, very much.
Good night. Good night. Bye. And that was wonderful Elvis tribute artist Bill Patt. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Conversations with Crystal this evening. I hope to hear from you to see what artists you would like to hear. Until next week, please stay safe, stay happy, stay cool, and stay awesome. And please remember to stay tuned to this channel. Goodbye.